At this time of year, October in particular, we often consider what it means to honor our ancestors, those people who came before us. It's good to do this for all the reasons we've already named, including Alice Walker's reminder that we did not make ourselves. Our theme this month is interconnection. It's in honor of our seventh UU principle, which is the respect for the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. This interdependence includes that which has come before us. Some cultures allow this kind of connection to be real and active. I think of the ofrendas of the Mexican Dia de los Muertos, filled with the images of those who have passed away, whose spirits still require sustenance, and who continue to guide the living. Many cultures in Asia venerate ancestors, seeking their guidance and blessing upon the living, especially in times of transition, including weddings, births, and times of struggle. African Americans, whose lineage was severed and denied through the transatlantic slave trade, place great emphasis on pan-African ancestry, a recognition and honoring of the strength of the people who survived the Middle Passage, the slave auctions, and bondage, passing along their strength and survival to today's Black community. But I'm aware, as a person who identifies as white, that white culture doesn't place this kind of emphasis on our ancestors. Perhaps it has something to do with the desire to believe that we're self-made or independent. The melting pot, which we learned about in a sermon this last summer, definitely plays a lot into that loss of cultural connection from our ancestors. Our ancestors who came here were forced or chose to lose their cultural connection to the old world in favor of creating a new homogeneous American culture. We recognize that our ancestors were human, after all. They had their weaknesses. They were limited by their times. They had their flaws. They passed to us their joys, their strengths, their successes. They also passed to us their pain, their weakness, and their mistakes. We didn't ask for what they gave us, good or bad, but we honor that without them in their fullness, we would not be. And so we seek to honor our ancestors as a continuation of our cultural practices or as a practice entirely new to us. Either way, finding renewed meaning in recognizing, as Barbara Peskin says, because of those who came before, we are. In spite of their failings, we believe. Because of and in spite of the horizons of their vision, we too dream. But when I think about this kind of ancestor veneration, especially if we're not very careful, I'm reminded that it continues to center us. Even as we venerate our ancestors, we still remain the center, the culmination of the line, the pinnacle of the genetic heritage. But we know this is not true. Our interconnected web connects us not only to those who came before us, but those who have not yet come. We're not the end of the line. The great American author and poet Carl Sandburg famously once said that babies are God's opinion that life should continue. The children who come next are the inheritors of our gifts and our challenges, but they are not the end of the line either, God willing. Their children and their children and their children's children will, if we are lucky, look back on us as their ancestors. They will place our photos and mementos on their altars. They will call on our spirits and memories for guidance and strength. They will, if we are lucky, be forgiving of our failures. Tomorrow is Indigenous Peoples Day, and the Iroquois philosophy of the seventh generation comes to mind in the recognition that we are not the end of the line. So if, give or take, each generation is roughly 25 years, seven generations from today is 2193. The Iroquois would encourage us to remember that every action we take today will reverberate to 2193 and beyond. Most obviously, our care for the earth is one of the ways that will leave a lasting impact for our descendants 7 generations from today. And our UU principle calls us to remember our care for the earth, our interdependent web. That's an important part of our faith. But when we think about our 7th principle, we often only think of the earth. We only think of nature as this thing that we are interconnected with. But we're connected to people, too. The laws that we create today will have an impact on the future. The people we elect today will have an impact on the future. The institutions that we support today will have an impact on the future. This is the meaning of stewardship. To steward or take care of current institutions or things so that they will survive into the future. Our fellowship here recognizes the gift, this gift of this place that we have today, this community of open-minded faith. And it was a generation or two ago that some of our members decided to create an endowment. It was a legacy that they knew would outlive them and be a gift for the future. The endowment for the fellowship is money, and it doesn't fund our daily operations. We don't get to touch it. In fact, no one has ever taken money out of our fellowship's endowment, even though we've just recently reached the point where we could if we chose to, but we haven't yet. The endowment is designed for future generations. The money in the fund actually can never be touched. Any amount of money you ever give, whether it's in cash or a planned gift after your death, we can't touch that money, that principle. But what we can do is draw off the interest as a gift to the future generations of the fellowship. The name for our fellowship's endowment givers, if you've ever given to the endowment, is the Acorn Society. If you see anyone with a little acorn on their name tag, they have given to our endowment. They are a member of our Acorn Society. And I love that name. It's unique to us here at the fellowship because acorns are small, but then they grow into these huge oak trees that provide shelter for wildlife and shade for families and branches for children to swing from. I love that name for the endowment. I love the endowment as an example, a real world example of selfless recognition of the future. It says, I will plant this acorn. I will give of my resources and I will not see the results. Perhaps people in 2193 will reap the benefit of today's generosity. This is the spirit of the 7th generation in action. So now I want us to turn our attention inward. Would you join me in the spirit of meditation and contemplation? Settle into your chair. If you feel comfortable, soften your gaze or close your eyes. Let's start by just taking a deep breath and be here. Now, in this moment, hear the rustling, the wiggling, the noises. You're here, right now, in this present moment, in 2018, sitting in your seat in the Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. And now I want you to take a few steps back in your mind's eye. Consider your parents, or whoever it was that raised you. Bring their faces to mind. Acknowledge their full humanity, their joys, their challenges, their strengths and weaknesses. And now move further back, considering the people who raised them. If you knew those people, remember their qualities, bring them to mind. And now further back to your great-grandparents and beyond. And if you never knew those people or you never even knew their names, just bring their spirits to mind, vague and shapeless, but real nonetheless. Continue this journey back in time, considering your own heritage, whether it originated on this land or somewhere else, whether those people crossed borders willingly or forcibly. Take a breath and thank those people in their fullness, for bringing you to this day. journey back to the present moment. Take a breath, and now we're going to move forward in time. Consider your own children, or your nieces, nephews, younger siblings, the children of your friends. Bring those children, their faces to mind. Acknowledge their full humanity, their joys, their challenges, their strengths and weaknesses. And now think of their children, whether those children exist or are imagined. If you have grandchildren or grandnieces and nephews or godchildren, consider their faces, the lives that have not yet been fully lived. Journey forward in time, imagining those children growing up. Wish them well. Imagine their children. Watch them in your mind's eye embark on the journeys in their lives, celebrating, struggling, suffering, experiencing the fullness of life. Imagine those great-grandchildren of yours lighting a candle for you at their ancestor altar, remembering you. Journey forward again, imagining the generations to come, their children. Imagine the gifts that they will receive from you that you gave them today. Imagine the challenges and the flaws that they will shake their heads at, the strength that they will be grateful for. And now, I encourage you to come back to this moment. Take a breath and open your eyes. As we move into this month of October with Halloween and Samhain, Dia de los Muertos, and All Souls, let's remember that we are the result of our ancestors and that we are not the end. May we live into the future with this recognition today and tomorrow and throughout our lives. May it be so. And amen.